Test 1. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a conversation about different options for travelling to France. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning.
Hi.
How can I help you?
I'm looking for information about travelling to France. I'm studying in Nice next year and need to go there in September. I'm thinking of driving, so I guess it's either through the Channel or by ferry. I think the ferry's a lot slower, isn't it?
Indeed it is. It takes around 9 hours from London to Paris, including the overland bits. And usually it's more expensive too, unless you book well ahead of time. Then sometimes the ferry's more affordable.
The answer is September. So the time of travel has been filled in for you. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Good morning.
Hi.
How can I help you?
I'm looking for information about travelling to France. I'm studying in Nice next year and need to go there in September. I'm thinking of driving, so I guess it's either through the Channel or by ferry. I think the ferry's a lot slower, isn't it?
Indeed it is. It takes around 9 hours from London to Paris, including the overland bits. And usually it's more expensive too, unless you book well ahead of time. Then sometimes the ferry's more affordable.
How much does it cost?
Well, when you take the train and the ferry now, you must buy your tickets separately.
Actually, I'd prefer to take the Channel. How much does that cost?
That depends on your travel date and availability of tickets, but you can expect to pay about £50 each way for the car, in addition to your passenger fares.
It's not cheap.
No. Will you be using your car a lot while you're in France?
Not really, but I'll have a lot of luggage, so it seems like the easiest way. Besides, I hate flying.
Driving is never the easiest way to get from the UK to France, I'm afraid. And of course, your steering wheel will be on the wrong side when you get there. If you're not going to need your car when you arrive, may I suggest leaving it at home and travelling by train? It's much faster, more affordable, and you can take as much luggage as you need. There aren't limits.
Oh, I didn't know that about the luggage. That's good. It would certainly be more relaxing, I suppose. OK, tell me about the train.
It's definitely the most popular option these days. Eurostar has now captured over 70% of the London to Paris market from the airlines. And maybe this has something to do with the fact that 92.4% of Eurostar trains run on time, against just 65% of flights on the same routes. From central London to central Paris, Eurostar is faster than flying as well.
And the Eurostar is what exactly? A train company?
Oh, sorry. The Eurostar is the high-speed passenger train that runs from London to Paris via the Channel Tunnel. Eurostar can reach 186 miles per hour, and the journey takes just 2 hours 15 minutes.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
All right, so it's easy to get to Paris, but what about Nice? It's a fair bit farther.
Yes, but it couldn't be easier. There are two main options. You can leave London at 7:27 in the morning, then transfer in Paris to catch the TGV train at 11:46, which takes about 5.5 hours, and be in Nice in time for an evening meal. Or you can take any Eurostar to Paris in time to catch the 22:25 from Paris, which arrives in Nice at 8:54. It's a longer journey, but many people prefer the convenience of travelling overnight.
Yes, that appeals to me. About how much does the overnight journey cost?
The example I've pulled up on the computer now costs £135 return, but sometimes it's lower, as low as £97. I'll write down a couple of website addresses for you, and you can search for various times and fares on your own.
Thanks, that's great. Oh, one more thing. I'll need a single fare because I won't be returning for a while. Is that going to be more expensive?
No, don't worry. Singles are approximately half of the return fare, though this wasn't true several years ago, when it wasn't uncommon for a return to be cheaper than a single.
OK, this sounds good. But what about flying? Is that an option?
If you aren't going to opt for taking the train, flying is another good option. While the train's the fastest way to travel from London to Paris, you can actually save time by opting to fly from London to the south of France.
I guess there's an airport in Nice, isn't there?
Yes, the Nice Côte d'Azur Airport. It's about 7 kilometres from the centre of Nice. Since it's the third most important airport in France, after Charles de Gaulle and Orly in Paris, there's no shortage of flights.
Oh. Do you know exactly how long it takes?
2 hours.
That's quick.
Yes, but you need to consider that you'll lose time checking in and waiting to collect luggage and such. And of course, there's a baggage allowance.
True. All right. Thanks very much for your help. I've got a lot to think about now.
No problem at all. Feel free to come back if you have more questions.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now turn to section two.